Tonight's daf is daf tazayin. We got to four lines down. The two dots, Rachav, Teva, Misakim, Efer, Kvur, Maria, Simon. Those are the words of the next number of sugyas we're going to see. So Gemara asks, Lama Yotin L'Rachav. So we had in the Mishnah told us when the Tainas Tzibur, we started getting late in the series of Tainas Tzibur, it was a very severe fast, a lack of rain. So they would take the Teva out to the street, to the Rachav. So Rabbi Chiya, what was the reason for this? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Lomar Zakenu Betzina V'lo Nenenu. We were screaming Betzina, we were screaming inside the shul, but we weren't answered. Univze Atzmenu Befarasu. Now we're going to embarrass ourselves in order Tazayim, embarrass ourselves in order to be answered. Shkoyach, the May crowd's coming from their dinner tonight. That's real Mesiras Nefesh. You guys left early? Wow. Wow. I should wait for them to settle in. That requires a round of applause, I think. Very impressive, guys. Very good. So we are in Tezayin Amun Aleph, and just again, for you guys and your Mesiras Nefesh, we will start again with the two dots. I only have ever done that. In any of my daf yomim I've given. Okay, we're Tezayin Amun Aleph, four lines down, the two dots. Okay. I won't say what I was doing my graduation night. Nothing bad. It just certainly wasn't learning. Okay. Says the Gemara, four lines down, two dots. Rachav, Teva, Vesakim, Efer, Efer, Kura, Moria, Simon. That's, again, the mnemonic for the sugyas coming up. So Gemara asks, Lama Yotzin L'Rachav, why for the Tainas Tzibur, when it started getting really bad, did they say that Teva should be taken out to the streets? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar, Lomar, Zakenu, Betzina, V'lo Nenenu, Nivza, Atzmenu, Befar Hesya. We zakenu, we screamed, we daven har Hashem b'tzina, quietly. Now, and we weren't answered. Let's now disgrace ourselves. Let's go outside in public and embarrass ourselves. Rish Lakish amar galinu galusenu mechaper shaleinu. Let's exile ourselves, and the galus is going to serve as a kapara. We know one of the greatest, the worst, but the greatest kaparas is a galus. When a person leaves his house, leaves his country, galus is one of the worst kaparas one could experience. But at the same time, it serves as a kapara. One time a person had asked Rav Chaim, he said, I'm very, very nervous. Life's going very, very well for me. Things are really good for me. My parnas is good, family is good, Shalom Bayis is good. Everything's really good. I'm very, very nervous. I don't want to get any punishments. So Rav Chaim, he asked him, did you ever move? He said, yes. He said, okay, that's enough of a kapara for you. Because moving is not very fun. So that's considered gullus when a person has to move from house to house. So Gemara wants to know, by Binai, what's the difference? What's the nafkamina between these two different svaras? Ikubinai, the difference is, digalu me beknista le beknista. You're going from one shul to the next shul. So that's considered gullus. You're going to a shul that's not your shul, you're uncomfortable with. It's gullus, but at the same time, it's still betzina. So regarding for the first answer, this is not going to suffice. But for the second answer of gullus, this will be a good enough thing to do. Gemara asks now, Lama motzin es hateva l'rechava shalir. Why do we dafka take out the Aron Kodesh to the streets of the city? Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, lomar kli tanua hayalanu. We have a very hidden kli, the Aron Kodesh. Nizbaze bavonenu, and it's been disgraced by our terrible averos. Lama miskasin besakin. If that's what we do, this, so we're taking this teva out, and we've embarrassed this teva. We've embarrassed the Aron Kodesh and the Sifrei Torah that are inside, and we're showing just how far we got. It's enough what we've done. Let's disgrace ourselves and the Aron Kodesh, and let's get kapar. Let's get some rain here. The other thing asks, Lama miskasin besakin. Why do we cover ourselves in the sackcloth? So Amr Bechir Ba'aba Lomar Hare Anu Chashuvim Kibehema. Because we are considered like animals. We did animalistic things. We did averus like animals did. So by wearing sakim, we're considered like animals. Why? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kibehema, Dimisear Behema Ninu, Minutza Shel Izim. It came from goats and the wool and the hairs of animals. That's what they would wear. Then the Gemara asks, Lama Nosen Efer Makla Gaviteva. Why would they place the ashes on the Aron Kodesh? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Klomer, Ima Nochi Betzara, Akash Baruch Hu. The Aron, the Sefer Torah represents Akash Baruch Hu and the Shechinah. So we're saying Akash Baruch Hu is in the same pain that we're going through. He feels that same Tzara, Imo ben Nochi Betzara. So Akash Baruch Hu says, I am with you in this pain. Reish Lakish Amar, the same idea, but he quotes a different Pazuk. The Pazuk says, Bechol Tzarasam Lo Tzar, in all their pain, in Klai Yisrael's pain, Lo to Akash Baruch Hu, he has that same Tzar. Same idea, different Pazuk. Amr b'zeir mereish. In the beginning, kavachazina lahu the rabbanu diyahav efer makla al gavi teva mizdazeya li kule gufo. Rabbi Zeir, his first time he had seen this, he had seen them place ashes on the teva, he would shake, he was trembling, he didn't know what was going on, and what a disgrace this was to the Aron Kodesh. So I'm not sure that means he didn't know what was going on, he didn't know this halacha, or he knew the halacha, but to actually experience it was very, very, very wild to actually experience that thing. I'm not sure which one it is. L'chora, he knew the Mishnah, and he just was really taken aback by actually seeing it. Okay, Gemara says now, V'lamanosin Efer Barosh Kalecha V'Echad, why do you place ashes on each person's head? Pligi ba Rabbi Levi bar Achama Rabbi Chanina. Machlokes Samarar, Chad Amar Hare Anu Chashuvim Lufanecha Ke'Efer. One is to say to Hashem, we're in front of you like Efer, like dirt and dust. And Chad Amar Kadesh Yitzchak Lanu Efero Shal Yitzchak, in order that Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember the ashes of Yitzchak Avinu, who was on the Akedet Yitzchak, who was almost burnt. So that's the difference of my by now, what's an afkamina between these two reasons? Ikabinai offer stam offer just regular dirt. So offer stam dirt will remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're nothing. Whether it's afer offer, it's reminding Hashem we are nothing. But if you're trying to compare to remind the Hashem of the Kedesh Yitzchak, then only offer will, or rather only afer, only ashes will remind the Hashem because it was the Mizbeach, but offer dirt will not remind the Hashem of Yitzchak, of the Kedesh Yitzchak. Look at Tosus for a second. On the top there, afer maklep. So the ashes, says Tosos, perish also efer hava midaver hanisraf me'atzmos adam. Interesting. Where would these ashes come from? So they would come from bones, from people, humans. Kedei lizkora kedis yitzchak. So that's a fascinating thing. Whose bones, who would let their bones be burnt? That's number one. Number two is a Jewish bone. You're not allowed to burn Jews. You can't cremate them and burn them. You have to bury a Jew, a Jewish mace. So unclear. The Acharon try to figure out what exactly is going on here in Tosfos. Maybe there should be a different gear, so maybe it should really be the Atmos Behema, maybe an Atmos of a guy, but which guy would give up their bones to be burned to be used for this? Okay, unclear what's going on, but taking Tosfos at face value, it might indicate that it's permitted actually to burn a Jewish body. Again, the Pesach, as we say, one's not allowed to, you have to actually bury it in the ground, but I wonder if they bring a riot from this Tosfos, I don't know. Okay, the Gemara now says, Lama Yotzin Lebeis HaKfaros. Why do they go out to the Beis HaKfaros? The Mishnah said, they go to the cemeteries. So, Pligi Bar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Rabbi Chanina Chanamar Hare Anu Chashum Lufanecha K'Mesim. We go to the Beis HaKfaros to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are like Mesim. Just like the people who are dead here, we are also like dead. We're full of Averos. And Chanamar, and now it's a very, very striking line here. Kedeshi Yivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachamim. And we go to the Beis HaKfaros in order that the Mesim, literally, the Mesim should daven on our behalf, or we should daven, they should daven for us. So, what's going on here exactly? So before I explain a little bit, as that line, my benai, what's the nafkamina between these two is, if you go to a non-Jewish cemetery, so in a non-Jewish cemetery, so that's the same idea, no chashim kamesim, we're like dead people standing in the kivrei akum. But if it's to ask the Mesim to help daven on our behalf, when the Kivrei Akum, the Akum are not going to daven on behalf, it would only work in a Kivrei Yisrael. But there's a big discussion at Achronim. What does that mean when a person davens as the Kivrei Tzadikim? What are you davening? Who are you davening to? What are you davening for? So all that Achronim try to change this Gemara, the Girsa is really incorrect. It's not meant to be taken literally. We daven there because Kivrei Tzadikim are meant to be holy places. It's a Makom Kadosh. So Makom Kadosh is a place that's right for tefillah, but you're not davening to the mace. You're davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just a channel that goes in that area. There's a special Kedusha. Others say that, no, you're davening to Hashem, but you're asking that they're going to daven on your behalf. They're going to represent you. They're going to take your tefillah up to Shemayim. You're not davening to them, but you're hoping they're going to carry your tefillah with you. That's a little bit more liberal approach to it. But that's what a lot of the Hasidim say. And the furthest approach, which, again, it's not really found that much, you're davening actually to them, but that's not what we don't hold. We don't assume that way. That Melitz Yashar means that when we daven to Hashem, they're just, sir, they're representing us and taking our tefillahs to our Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Melitz is like the intermediary, isn't it?
No, exactly, the intermediary. We're not davening to him. We're davening that the Rebbe, that the Tzaddik, will take our tefillahs and bring it to Hashem to answer. But Chas V'Shalom, we're never davening to the mace themselves. And that's why in some of the slichos, they have these lines here. So people will take them up. People don't say that because of the people misunderstanding what exactly is going on. But this is a very, very important gemara for that sugya. Okay. Gemara now says, Just one other thing. Look at Tosfos for a second. A short Tosfos. Dibur Maschil Yotzin LeBeis HaKfaros. We said before that they would go out to the Beis HaKfaros on the Tainus. Mikan Noagin Bechol Makom Leilech LeBeis HaKfaros B'Tisha B'Av. There's a custom brought down in Halacha to go to Tisha B'Av, to go to Beis HaKfaros on Tisha B'Av. Why? Sharei Tisha B'Av Havi Tainus Sibur. It's also Tainus Sibur. Kemosha Yosin B'Pnei Agshamim. So the truth is there's good lumdus about Tisha B'Av. It's a good sugya. There's a Reb Chaim about this, what the nature of Tisha B'Av is. So he says, and end of the day, they're really tudinim. On one hand, it's considered a tainus sibur, and the other hand, it's a din of avelus. There's a combination. There's some nafkaminas we saw, remember, a few days ago, but how much hot water, cold water you could use. We said there's a nafkamina between avelus and a tainus sibur. Avelus for more machmir, that you can't use any water, but for a tainus sibur, you could use cold water. It ends up being a nafkamina. How do you understand Tisha B'Av? Is Tisha B'Av midin avelus? Or is midin tainus sibur? And it's really kind of the same. It's both of them at the same time. It's interesting. Rambam holds when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos. Anybody know Rambam's shita by Tosefes Shabbos?
Nope.
What? No, he holds there is no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos by Shabbos. It only exists by. Yep. Nope.
Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is the only place Rambam writes Tosefes Shabbos. He must have a different gears than the Gemara. Gemara says that Yom Kippur is the source of Tosefes Shabbos. Gemara says, and extends it also to Shabbos as Yom Tovim. He apparently doesn't have that last part of the gear, so Yom Kippur is the only one. If you look at the second to last Mishnah, a Masechta Tainus, the Rambam writes in his Perish Mishnayos that the halachas of Tisha B'Av are very similar, if not the same, to Yom Kippur. They both ask for Tashmish Shemita, and Nias HaSandal, and Rechitza, and Sicha, and Mosif and Chol Al HaKodesh. That there's Tosefes Yom Tif, if you will, on Tisha B'Av, just like there is by Yom Kippur. Those are the only two places where the Rambam holds a Tosefes, by, again, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because that's what he assumes, that Tisha B'Av is a din of the Tzom, like Yom Kippur, but it also has that other element of being a David of Velas. That's that dichotomy that Tisha B'Av has. Okay. Gemara now says the last few narrow lines here. My Har HaMoriah. What's the word Har HaMoriah? Now we're asking this question here because we've brought a series of machlokas between Rabbi Levi Bar Achama and Rabbi Chanina. So they happen to have a machlokas what means Har HaMoriah. So one of them says, Chadamar Har Sheyotze Mimeno Hara L'Yisrael. This was the mountain that Hara, Psak Halacha, came from. And Chadamar Har Sheyotze Mimeno Mora Lov D'Kochavim. The other one thinks that this is the mountain where fear was coming out and infusing this Yira amongst the Goyim. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi quotes, this is the Har Moriah that Avram went on top of, find the Kedesh Yitzchak, quotes a number of Psukim. Okay, so I think Tosfos says the machlok is which har we're referring to. He says first we're referring to Yushalayim, or Har Bias. And I think it's in the Mount Damar later on, it's referring to Sinai. Two days in Tosfos, which mountain we're referring to. Okay, let's go to the two dots now, the last two narrow lines of the Gemara. I guess not everybody left early, huh? Says the Gemara. Dessert's very good, I heard. Says the Gemara. Hazakein Chibahen Omer Lefneim Divrei Kfushin. So the eldest one among them, he would say the words that would be powerful and create a tremendous amount of, you know, instill fear and musr to everybody there to hopefully do tshuva and grant them rain that they were so much needed. So Gemara says, last two narrow lines now, Tanur Rabbanan. Im Yesh Zakein Omer Zakein. If there's an older person, so he should say it. We have the definition of Zakin. It doesn't really tell us what a Zakin is. Rashi tell us? No. What's the definition of a Zakin when it comes to standing up for an older person? How old? It's a machlokas, right? Some say 60, some say 70. So a 60 or 70-year-old who's there, lechor, that's what a Zakin means here. Vimlav, if there is no Zakin, so Omer Chacham, then a Tam Chacham should be the one saying these Divrei Kfushim. Vimlav, if you can't find the Zakin nor a Chacham, then Omer Adam Shatsura, a guy with stature, physical stature. Rashi says, Tzura, Adam Shatsura, Bal Koma, guy who's tall. Shishmu, Vikablu, Dvar, Vlahamricha, is Lahalev, someone who you listen to. Actually, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the end of the first parak. Anybody learn Sanhedrin here? End of the first parak talks about the different qualities needed to be a Dayan. One of them listed is a Bali Koma, a person who's tall. is supposed to be is a dime, one of the qualities. Now, that's not one that's actually ma'akev, I don't think. I don't think it's ma'akev, but something that's added. If there's two guys who are equal, and one guy's really tall and big and scary, the other guy's short and puny, so they would go for the taller, bigger guy. I don't think it's one of the things that are ma'akev. I can't imagine. There's a famous maestro, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was very, very short, and he's concerned about a certain surgery he's going to have. He didn't want to be considered possible to be on the dayan, as a dayan in the Sanhedrin, because he knew if the Sanhedrin was going to be put together when he was alive, he knew that he was going to be the top 70 in the world. So that he knows who he was. So he was realistic, but he wasn't tall by any means. So I don't think it was ma'akev, the height, but I imagine what it means if there are two people who are equal, and it's going for like the last spot in the Sanhedrin, so you go for the guy who's a little bit taller as opposed to the guy who's shorter. That could also mean in the Jewish world, most guys are very short, so it's all relative to, 5'10 might be considered tall. Okay. Meanwhile, I also know there's a big game tonight. That's also very impressive for you guys. Okay. I'm just very impressed by these guys. Okay. Gemara now says, Gemara says, Atu Zakein the Kamri. So the older person that we mentioned earlier, Afagab Dilav Chachamu. So we have any old guy who doesn't know anything, he could be the one representing and giving us Divrei Kvushim. So Amar Bai says, Hachi Kamar. The way the Bryce is meant to be read is as follows. Imish Zakin Vu Chacham, if there's an older guy who is also a Talmud Chacham. So then Omer Zakin Vu Chacham, that guy is supposed to say the Divrei Kvushim. Vim Lav, if you can't find the Zakin in a Chacham, so then Omer Chacham, then we prefer a Chacham, a younger Chacham, over an older Am Ha'aretz. Vim Lav, if you can't find either of these, then Omer Adam Shatsur, then you look for a man of stature, physical stature. Achenul, and he would say, Achenul Asak V'tainis V'garmim, it's not the sackcloth, it's not the fasting that's causing any of this to give us, grant us kapara. Ela tshuva ma'isim tovim, it's the fact that we're turning our, changing our ways, we're doing good deeds. Gormim, that's what causes us, gives us kapara. Shekein matzina b'anshin inve, that's what we find by anshin inve, this is what we saw in the Mishnah. Shalom ne'mar behem v'yar al-kim es sakam v'stanisam, it doesn't say that Hashem saw what they were wearing and the fasting. Ela v'yar al-kim es ma'asem, he saw their actions. The actions were ma'isim tovim. Ki shavu midarkim hara, that they changed, they turned away from their evil path before him. Okay, Gemara now, Darshan's a pasuk that is found in Yonah, that once on the topic of Anshei Nineveh, V'yiskasu sakim ha'adam v'habehema. So they cover the man and animal with sackcloth. So, which is interesting, because remember above we said the reason for the sakim was to say that anu chashuvim kebehema. So we're using the animal's clothing, the wool, to put upon ourselves. Animals already have that layer of wool. There's no need to put it on them. But so my hava avdu, what exactly were they doing? So the Gemara says, "Asu habehemas lechud v'savladus lechud." They have seemed to make a group, and one corner they had the animals and bound up, and the other corner had like the little kids. And Amru and the people would say, "The lefan of Ribono Shalom, im ein atam racham aleinu, ein anu racham aleilu." If you don't have rachmanos on us, we will not have rachmanos on these animals and on these children. So it seems like they kind of accorded a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the tshuva that they did. To somehow be a little pushy and aggressive with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now says, it says further in the pasuk, Vayikaru el Elokim b'chazaka, and they called Hashem in an aggressive way, b'chazaka. So my Amar, what do they say? Amru l'fan av ribon ha'sholam, aluv v'shein aluv, tzadik v'rasha, mi nidcha mi'pnei mi. So you have a guy who's all of, they say what, insulted? What's the word they use in English here? Insulted? For aluv, v'ein aluv. Suffer, okay, so suffering, a guy who's not suffering, a guy who's a tzaddik, a guy who's a rasha, who's going to push off who? So what are they trying to say there? So, let's see, is there a rasha here? Let's read a little bit further. I think, Gemara won't say anything further. Look at rasha. Rashi says, the tzaddik's going to push off, he's going to win out over the rasha. And therefore what? What's the taina he's saying here? Let Rashi explain more. That the tzaddik shel olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, could handle all this stuff. You could handle the suffering. But you should be mevater. You should be, you should take the high road and be mevater and all the rishayim. That's what you should do. So then further the Gemara says, Vayashuvu ish midarch ha'ra, u'minachamas asher bekapem. And they turned away from all their bad paths, bad ways, and from the chamas, the stealing that was in their kapem, that was in their hands. What does it mean, minachamas asher bekapem? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Afilu gezel meresh ubanu bebira. Even if they had a beam, let's say, that was built, that they stole a beam from somebody, and they built it into a big, let's say, building. So the lacha is, it's brought down, there's a gezeras, the gezeras that's brought down the Gemara Baba Kama elsewhere in Gemara and Sukkah, maybe you guys did, that you don't have to require to take down that thing that you stole. Normally, if I steal an object, I need to return that object back. But if I took that object and I put it into the building, and I need to destroy the building to take that beam and to return to you, that's such a big tircha, I'll never do tshuva. So they made a special hat there in order for me to do tshuva. Mipnei takanas hashavim, it's called, to help the people to do tshuva. Like, leave my beam in my building, I'll just pay you the money that it costs. So what they did in Ninveh, they went above and beyond, and Shmuel says, Afilu gezel meresh ubanu babir. They built it, they took the beam and built it into the building. Mikaka klabir, they removed it from the entire building. Kula umachse meresh labav. They wanted to do the actual returning hashavas hagzela, and they returned the actual beam, even though it causes damage to the building. So that's how far Anshei Ninveh went in order to do tshuva. Mara says further now, Amar Rav Adda Bar Ava, Adam Sheish B'yada Aveira Misfada, Meino Chozer Bo. Person who has a Aveira, and he says Vido, he confesses to the Aveira. But he doesn't do tshuva. He said, I did something wrong, but he continues to do it. Lama Hudome, what's he compared to? He's compared to La'adam Shetoveh Sheret B'yada. He's holding a certain type of tame insect or a rodent in his hand. And he's Shafilo Tova B'chol Meimos Sheba Olam. And even if he dunks into all the different waters in the world, every ocean, every river, every spring, they'll also lo tefila because he's still holding on to something tame. So too, this guy, he's only holding on to the Aveira. He's not chozer from the Aveira. So when he goes and does tshuva, he says vidoy, but he's still holding on to the Aveira. It doesn't work. But Kevin Shetava Azarko, he throws away the sherets, miyado from his hand. Kevin Shetava Bar Baim Sa, he doesn't need to dunk in all the waters of the world. He goes in one body of water that's 40 Sa, miyad also lo tefila, that immediately grants him to Tahara. Shenemar Umoda, the guy who admits and confesses, Ve'ozev and leaves behind the Aveira, Yerucham, he's going to be, he'll be granted Kapara. Ve'omer, it says further, Nasil of Aveinu LaKapayim El Kel Bashemayim. And he'll lift our hearts up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim. Gemara says now, Betfila, Amdu Betfila, Maridin Lefnei Ateva, Zakin V'chuli. Taner Rabban, the Brisa says, Amdu Betfila, he stands in tefillah. Afa pi sheish sham zokin v'chacham, ein maridim lefnei teva el adam haragil. So even though there is a person who's a zokin v'chacham, if he's not used to davening, he can't daven for the amud. Right? There's a famous, I think, Rav Chaim was once asked the question: who should daven for the amud? You have a chazan, and you have a tamar chacham, a rashiva, but he doesn't know how to daven. So he says the chazan goes first because the rashiva, if he doesn't daven, he's not called a chazan. We talk about who's qualified to daven. The first question is, are you first a chazan? And once you ask, are you a chazan, you're in that category. Now, who's more qualified? The Talmud Chacham versus the non-Talmud Chacham. But if one guy's not a chazan, he's not even in the question about davening for the Amud. So what he says is, if even though you have a zaki and a chacham, if he's not comfortable davening for the Amud, he's not going to be able to be the chazan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Metufal Ve'enlo. Metufal Ve'enlo, he's involved in trying to make parnasa, but Ve'enlo, he's not successful. V'yeshlo yegi basada, and he's working hard out in the fields. Ubesa reikam, he's got an empty house. We'll see what that means. Ufarku na'ah, Gemara will explain what that means as well. V'shafel berach, and he's very humble. Umruta la'am, he's very much liked and pleased in the eyes of the people. V'yeshlo ni'ima v'kola arev, a very nice, beautiful, pleasant voice. Ubaki likras b'torah b'nivim k'subim, he's comfortable reading Tanakh, learning Tanakh. V'lashanos b'medjesh, b'halachos b'agados, he can learn medjesh and these things. He knows how to do the nusach. He knows the tefillah. So that's what the type of qualities we're looking for. When we're looking for a chazan, says Rabbi Yehuda. So v'yav bei rabbanan enayu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami. Everyone looked towards Rabbi Yitzchak bar Ami. Apparently, he had all these qualities that was just listed. Gemara says now on the top of Amun Beis, Hainu metufal veinlo, Hainu beis hareka. We said before, above that there are two different criteria. One is a guy who's metufal. He's metapil. He's involved in trying to make parnasa veinlo, but he's unsuccessful. That's the same exact quality as Beis HaRekam. He has an empty house. Mara says, no, Amar Rav Chisda Zeu She Beis HaRekam Min Aveira. It means that his entire household is clear of any Aveira. Now, I would have thought that meant, you know, his entire family, his spouse and his children. But Rashi says here, Beis HaRekam Min Aveira means Shein Chamas V'Gezah B'Beisa. There's no stealing in his house. Is that including his household? Or is it including that he never stole anything himself that's in his house? I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. Either way, these are the qualities that are needed to daven for the Amid.
So what would you say about, like, you know, all these, these gedolim who have almost, like, nothing in their house? You know, would you say, like, they're compared to, like, what the Gemara is talking about? Like, they don't have, like, they have an empty house.
Yeah, I mean, no, what we said, metuva v'einlo, a person who's trying to make parnasa and he doesn't have any money, so most of the gedolim who mamish have nothing, they have a one-bedroom apartment, you know, their base medrash is their bedroom, is their dining room, all the one and the same thing, that would be considered v'einlo. Beis Reikam here means that a person has mamish no averos in his house as well.
I know he brings the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Says it explains this, the Rambam Hilchos Tanya explains to me that no members of his household are meant to be sinners.
Okay. That's what
Rambam
okay.
says Fine. That. Rashi okay. seems to be saying it as his possessions are all honestly gained.
Right, exactly. Okay. Fine. So very good. Thank you. Gemara now says two dots, three lines down to Ufarku Noa, which was one of the other qualities. So what does that mean? Amar Abai says, Zeh shel yotza shem ra bialduso. Person who never had a bad name, bad reputation. The guy might be a Baal Tshuva, might be a tremendous tzaddik nowadays, but the type of individual we're looking for who his entire life never had a bad shame. Bar now quotes a pasuk that appears in Yirmiyah. It says, Hayisali nachalasi. There was to me a certain portion. Ka'arye, like a lion v'yar in the forest. Nasna alai was given upon me. Bekola alkol alkein tanesa, sinesiha. That was on me, and in her voice, therefore she hated me. Or hated her, maybe. So my nasa alai bekola, what does that mean, that her voice was placed upon me? So Amar Marzutra, Bartuvi, Amar Rav, and others say, Amri La, Amar Rabbi Chama, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Zeh Shliach Tzibor, and usually we don't read the parentheses here, but I imagine we're supposed to, and according to the Hagos V'Tzionim that I have in my Gemara, we're supposed to read the parentheses. So Zeh Shliach Tzibor, Hayored Lefnei Ateva, She'eno Hogun. It refers to a Shliach Tzibor who shouldn't be really serving as a Shliach Tzibor. He doesn't fit the qualifications needed above. That's what the Pasuk is referencing there in Yirmiyah. Okay, I don't really know the context to really appreciate everything that's going on there, but anyway, that's a hint to what's going on. Gemara now says, two dots, Vomer Lefnam, Esrim Varba, Brachel Shmon Esrei, Shebechol Yom, Mosif Alem, Och Shesh. So we have 24 brachas on a Tainis Tzibor, the later Tainis Tzibors. So there are 18 brachas, the regular Shmon Esrei, plus the 6 that were added on. So if someone asked this question when we learned the Mishnah originally, Hani Shesh, Sheva Havyan. There's not 6 added, there are actually 7 brachas that were added on a Tainis Tzibor. And the Mishnah says, and it quotes, Al HaShavi, so Omer, on the 7th bracha, you would say, Baruch Merachim Al Haaretz, and so on. So there are 7 brachas, not 6, so there really should be 25 brachas total. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he explains, my Shavi, what does it mean? The 7th Shavi La Rucha, 7th in terms of the additions, but not that they're all 7 independent brachas. Arucha in terms of the adding on to the length. Kidatani, the Brisa teaches us. Begol Yisrael Marachu V'chosmo. So in Gol Yisrael, I think somebody pointed this out. Maybe Stephen pointed this out. I remember that Gol Yisrael, we had a bracha that's repeated. So no, the Gol Yisrael bracha, you're right, it wasn't a separate bracha. It was, we're adding and we're including in the bracha of Gol Yisrael, we're inserting extra words. That's the 7th bracha, but it's not viewed as a 7th bracha because it's simply adding to an already existing bracha. So what's in Nesach? So again, Gedesanya begol Yisrael marich, we extend it. Ubechosma, we conclude. And Omer mishanes Avram behara Maria hu yaneschem vaishma bekol tashem hayom hazeh baruch goel Yisrael vehein onum. And after saying that bracha, they afterwards vehein onum acharav amen. They answer amen. Then after that bracha, the Chazan Hakneses Omer lahem tiku bnei Aaron tiku blow the tkiyos. Bechozer v'omer, then they would say another bracha. They would say, Mishana es avosenu la yamsuf, he who had answered our forefathers or ancestors at the yamsuf. Hu yan eschem, he should answer us. Vayishma b'kol tzatzchem, and he should listen to your voice. Hayom hazeh, this very day, baruch zocher nishkachos. V'hein onu machrav amein, they would say amein. The chazan ha'kenes omer, then he would say lahem, hiriyu b'nei haron, hiriyu, this time make a trua. And they make a trua. V'chein b'chol bracha bracha. And each one, they'd say the same process. They'd say the bracha, answer amen, and be'achas omer tiku, u'be'achas omer hariyu. They would alternate between the tkiyas and the truas. Ba'med v'amamum, when is this true? Bikvulim, this is all outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ababa Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, ain't okay. This is not the way they had the structure of the Shemona Esrei. Why not? The fisha ain't onim amen. Ba'mikdash is a klal. We don't say amen in the Beis HaMikdash. We saw this, I think, a couple days ago. It says, "How do we know you can't answer Amen?" Shenamar, the quote of pasuk that appears in Nehemiah, it says, "Kumu, get up. Ubarachas Hashem Elokeichem, bless Hashem, your God, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, v'yivarchu shem kevodcha," and you should say shem kevodcha, which is a reference to Baruch shem kol ma'achol solilam v'ed, u'miromam akol bracha v'tila, on every single bracha, on every single praise, you should say Baruch shem and not say amen. It's a pasuk in Nehemiah. Gemara says, yachol akol brachos kulan, one might think on all the brachas, lo tehei el tchila achas, you should wait until after you say all the brachas, and then after everything's done, then you say one big Baruch Shem. Tamalomer umeromim al kol bracha v'tehila, meaning al kol bracha tein lo tila. Each bracha requires its separate tila, its separate Baruch Shem. So just like we say Amen after each bracha outside the Beis HaMikdash, so too they would say Baruch Shem on each bracha inside the Beis HaMikdash. So v'el b'mikdash mahu omer, so what would they say? So the Gemara says, like we said above already, they would say, Baruch Hashem Elokim, Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Baruch Gal Yisrael, that's with the first bracha of the extension of Gal Yisrael, and then, V'hein O'nim Achav, then the Tzibur would respond, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Yilam Ve'ed. And after that, then the Chazan HaKnesses Omer, he would say, Tiku Amar Lehem Tiku HaKonim Ben Aaron, and they would Tiku, they'd blow the Tekios, and then Vechozer Omer, then they'd say the next bracha, Mishanes Avram Bahar Maria Hu Yaneschem, Vaishma Bakol Tzaschem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Zocher Nishkachos, and then again, Heim Onim Achav, they wouldn't say Amen, because they're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, you would answer Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchuso, Lilam Ve'ed. And then again, the Chazan Knesset would Omer Lahem, he would say to them, Hariu Hakonim Ben Aaron, Hariu, they'd blow the Churos Vechule, and so on and so forth. V'chein mechal bracha bracha, that would take place after each and every bracha. Ba'achas omer tiku, one bracha they would say blow tikios, u'ba'achas omer hiriu, then the other one they would say blow trua, ad shegomes kulan, until they would finish all the series of brachos. V'chach hinig rabbi chalafta b'tzipori, that's how Rabbi Chalafta kept practiced even in Tzipori, even though it was outside the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Hananya ben Tardian b'Sikani, that's the place where he lived. Uchshebad davar l'fnei chachamim, when the chacham heard what was going on in these places in Chutz La'aretz, actually Chutz the Beis HaMikdash, Amu, they said, lo hayu nagin kein, that's not how we practice. Ela b'shari mizrach, only in the eastern gates, u'bahar bayis. That's the only place we practice this. You should stop, you should abolish that minag and go back to saying Amen and not Baruch Shem. Vista Amri, there are those who say, the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, that point. The only difference between Beis HaMikdash and Gvulin is saying Amen versus Baruch Shem. That was the only difference. But you're right, in terms of Slichos, we do have very similar points. Yeah. Very, very, Hu Yanenu, by Mishan Avram, exactly. The whole Hu Yanenu Slichos is all very similar to what we find here in Tainas. Okay, Gemara now says, Istamri, there are those who say, Kiddesani, like the Brisa, Omer Lefneim Esrim V'Arba Brachos, they would say 24 total brachos on this tiny Tzibur. Shemona Esrei Shebechol Yom, the 18 brachos that we say every single day, Umosu Alem, they would add on top of them, Od Sheish, an additional 6. V'Osan Sheish Heichan Amrin, where would they say these additional 6? Bein Goel Lerofe Chole. Umarch begula, they would extend the gula like we saw above. Vein onim achrav amen, al kol bracha bracha, v'kacha yonagin begulin, that's how they practice it in gulin. Aval b'mikdash hayu omrim, baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, baruch gol Yisrael. V'lo hayu onim achrav amen, v'kochach lama, why not? V'fi she'en onim amen b'mikdash. U'minayin she'en onim amen b'mikdash, she'nemar, kumu baruchu es Hashem elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, v'yivarchu shem kvodcha, Umeromim al kol bracha v'tila al kol bracha v'bracha tein lo tila. All right, this Amri is pretty much the same thing we saw above, just a slightly different presentation. Okay, everyone still here? We're good? Okay. Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, al harishonos tu'omer baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam baruch goy Yisrael. Again, it's very similar to what we've been saying. It's just a lot of reading through these nusachs. V'hein onim achra baruch shem kvar ma'achos ha'olam ve'ed. V'chazen ha'knesset omer tiku konim tiku v'chozer omer. Then they would say, Mishana es Avram v'har mor Yahu yaneschem. V'ayishma v'kol tzatzchem hayom hazeh. V'al shniyah omer baruch Hashem elokei yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam baruch zocher nishkachos v'ein onim achar baruch shem kvod ma'achusol lilam ve'ed. V'chazen ha'knesset omer hariyu ben Aaron hariyu v'omer Mishana es Avosin al yamsuf hu yaneschem. V'ayishma v'kol tzatzchem hayom hazeh v'hei marin v'tokin marin. Then after that one, they'd actually do a trua, tekiyah, a trua, different than what we said above. They came bechol bracha bracha ba'achas omer tiku achas omer hiriu And that's how they do back and forth, alternating until they finish all the brachas. So we just did a whole almond that's pretty much repetitive. Same thing three times in a row. Makes it a very easy daf. Okay, should we go to the next top? We may as well go to the top line. Why not? Okay. Gemara says now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo hayu tzarach lomar zechronos. So remind ourselves from the Mishnah just for a second. Mishnah said, where is this Mishnah again? Which daf? A Gedalit or so? No, Tezvav. Okay, here we go. So what was Machlokas here? This is at the end of, where's this line? Was it the Mishnah or was it the Braisa? The Braisa? He just said we don't say Zechronos. That's all it was. We don't say Zechronos.
Why not?
Okay. So Gemar wants to know, last line of the Amr here. Amr Rabbi Yada Dimin Yafo, that's where he came from, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What was the reason Rabbi Yehuda said that we don't say Zechronos on the Tanya Sibur? It was not an appropriate day. Rashana Yovelos Hashas Mechama. Those are the times we want to bring the Zechronos. We want to bring say Shovros, but not on Tayas Sibur. That's all it is. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Do you have a minion by any chance? Good. Okay. Beautiful.